Well, what's the vibe? It's funny. It's irreverent. It's somber. What's
it's going not
on?
Somber. Okay,
it's not a somber. It's a somber trivia game.
All right, cool. Well, let's get started.
And what's the? What, can we swear?
You can swear.
Okay, great.
Okay, here we go. Hello, and welcome to 500, the podcast that you are about to listen to. I'm Jay Wolf, and I'm very lucky to be joined today by my very good friends, Ellen Hahn and Joel Marsh. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, I'm terrible.
What? Yes. What is terrible? I mean, you know, besides the impending collapse of society.
Yeah, the good news is it's sunny outside. My garden, things are sprouting. The tomatoes are starting to turn red. So that's the good stuff.
That's great.
The bad stuff is sort of the state of the world and how, like, when I go to sleep, there's nothing to wake up for.
Right. Yeah, so that's not great.
That's all. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, how are you, Ellen?
I'm good. It's very hot here. It's one of those really hot New York days. It's very sweaty.
Yeah, I'm in New York too. I feel you. But Joel, you're over in California. Is it cool and breezy where you're at?
It's Arctic. It's so cold. Wow. No, it is very, very hot here too. I tried to do some work on the roof the other day and I couldn't stand it. It was sweltering.
Well, that's cool. I'm sorry to hear that you're sad, but we're going to have some fun, I hope.
Hey, for you at home listening, I'm not in trouble. It's not bad. It's like I'm fine. I'm being irreverent. I'm being facetious. I'm being
right. Yes.
So sad.
Yeah, you're being anything but somber. So, yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming. You guys have anything going on that you're excited about coming up that you want to, promote to all of these listeners?
God, I anything just going told on? You that my life is terrible, and you're like, hey, so, you got anything going on?
When you asked if I had anything upcoming, I was like, yeah, dinner. I know what I'm going to make for dinner.
That's exciting. What is it?
Fried rice.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I've got tofu, a bunch of leftover vegetables, I got some eggs, right, and old rice, which is the secret.
So everyone at home, just so you know, you can check out Ellen's Fried Rice. Mm-hmm. That is tonight, what, like 7:30, 8 o'clock, are you thinking?
Yeah, I think about 8.
Yeah, 8 o'clock tonight at Ellen's house. You know where she lives.
I hope you don't.
Twitch.tv/Ellen Fried Rice.
Ooh, I would watch that. Joel, you got anything going on that you're excited about besides roofing? What would you say you were doing?
I'm gonna play golf today. I'm gonna go nice. Whack some balls.
Nice.
And other than that, just living,
great.
Loving, laughing.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad and honored to have you guys be here and be my very first guests on this podcast.
Happy to be here.
So basically I had this idea and it's dumb, but we're here for it anyway. So do you guys remember when you were a young lad or lass, like around 12 to 15, a recess game by the name of 500?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So just, for anybody who doesn't know what 500 was, effectively, like, somebody would have a ball, they would throw it in the air and they would shout a number. So they would say 80, and then whoever caught the ball would get 80 points.
Yeah.
The first person to get to 500 points would be the winner, and then maybe they would throw, or recess would end, or you would go home crying, whatever. So it was one of those things would happen. So
there was a very coveted time when the thrower would say 500 pickup, and pickup, yes. You could get it on the ground, and my God, did my little heart start beating when I heard 500
pickup. People start throwing elbows left and right. Yeah. It's really a dirty game. Well, so I had this idea that we should bring that game back. But rather than throwing balls, I will be asking you questions, and rather than catching them, you will be answering those questions. So effectively, we are playing trivia, but we're doing it for points, and
great.
I'm going to make up how many points each question is worth. Beware, there will also be negative points. So if you think you're like safe and you got 600 points and you're going to win, then maybe you're going to get negative 50 points and you're going to be still winning because you're going to have 550. I know how math works. I have a pen and paper here that I'm going to use to keep your scores.
Super sophisticated.
First things first, very important for this game, is you both need to pick a team name.
Ooh.
So I'm going to need each of you. You guys spend about 20 seconds. I'm going to just go over the rest of the rules while you're thinking for the audience at home. So effectively, Joel is going to be one team. He's thinking of his team name.
Great.
Ellen is going to be another team. She's thinking of her team name. They're each going to have a buzzer that they will pick from their phone via an iPhone app that I found that makes funny noises. And they're going to use that to buzz in. The first person to buzz in will answer the question. If they get that question right, they will get those points. If they miss it, the other person will have a chance to answer that question and get those points.
Okay, don't be offended. I wasn't listening to the first part of that because I was thinking of my team name. How do I buzz in?
I was about to say the exact same thing.
Great. Love that. We're going to figure that out.
The cogs are turning, and I'm like,
what's a good pun? What's a good pun?
Here's how you play.
Most importantly, do you guys have team names?
Yeah.
Well, okay. No.
Okay, Joel, what's your team name?
My team name is Team Krakoja, which, if you remember, Krakoja is the fictional country that Tom Hanks' character is from in the movie The Terminal.
Great. Team Krakoja?
Yeah, Krakoja.
Great. Do I need to pronounce it like that? Krakoja.
Krakoja. That's what he says. They're like, where are you from? And he just goes, Krakoja.
Okay.
Krakoja.
Team Krakoja. Ellen, do you have a team?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Team Swings because
Team Swings.
My most vivid memories of the game 500 was me being on the swings watching all the boys play 500. And I think that was my first experience of toxic masculinity. So,
okay, great. Absolutely. Team Swings it is, with a nice reminder that masculinity can be toxic, and we're not here for that.
Absolutely.
All right, so in terms of the buzzer,
are you planning on turning all of the lawn and yard games into trivia franchises at some point?
I mean, that's a little putting the cart before the horse here, Joel. I think really what we're doing here on this podcast is focusing on 500.
But that being said,
if you start a Foursquare podcast and do trivia during it, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. Gaga.
So please do not.
Did you guys ever play Gaga?
No, what's Gaga?
No.
Gaga was like dodgeball, but you could only, there's no lines, there's no teams, it's every man for himself or every woman for herself.
Battle Royale.
Or every non-binary for themselves. And you smash it with your fist. You can't grab the ball, you just smash it with your fist. It's sort of like
that's
a
good
game.
Did you guys ever play Butts Up? Do you remember Butts Up? Butts Up is the most problematic game.
It's like
you would get, it was like dodgeball, right? You would get the ball, but then if you got it and you got out, someone would be able to chuck a ball at your ass as hard as they wanted to.
As hard as they could, yeah. And it's like, I grew up in Boston, and like, it's the most Boston thing I can think of to like go to a brick wall and be like, all right, who wants to get a ball chucked at their ass?
Yeah, it's not great. All right, well, we'll get to the Butts Up trivia later. In terms of this game, so I sent you guys a link in your emails to an iPhone app that you can download.
Yes, I
got it. So if you download that iPhone app, then you will be able to open it and you'll be able to make sounds using that iPhone app. What I'd like for each of you to do, and we can, you know, take a little brief moment here. I can insert a sound effect as a bridge. I'd like for you to download that app and pick a sound. Okay, have you guys selected your team name, your team sounds?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Team Krakoja is going with this sound.
Great. I like that there's three of them, just so in case I missed the first two.
Absolutely.
Ellen, excuse me, Team Swings, do you have a team sound?
We do have a team sound. Someone's home.
Very classic. Dignified.
A classic. All right, so Team Krakoja and Team Swings now have their team sounds. That's how you'll buzz in. And we will get straight into round one.
Oh, God.
Round one is called Very Recent History. So I will be asking you questions about things that happened in recent history. And the first to buzz in and answer will get the points. If they miss that question, the other person will get a chance to answer and take those points. Here we go. Question number one. How many hot dogs did the male winner of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest eat?
Do we get points off if we get it wrong?
You do not. Team Krakoja.
I think that there was a half involved. I think that it's like 47 and a half.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Do I get a guess now?
Yeah, Team Swings. I didn't hear your ding-dong, but I did.
Oh, sorry.
Team swings.
Great, great, great. I truly have no idea. This is just a shot in the dark. 75?
75 is correct.
No!
Team swings gets 40 points.
Wow.
Whoa!
Well, did I say how many points the question was worth? I got to say that in the beginning.
You did not say that.
All right, well, that was a mystery ball, and you caught it, and it's 40 points. 75 hot dogs, Joey Chestnut ate, set a world record.
Wow.
Question number two. What is the name of the former Trump associate who was arrested this week for her connection in sex trafficking? Team Krakoja.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
That is correct. I again didn't say how many points that's worth.
And it's worth 500, actually.
25 points.
Thank you.
Team Krakoja with 25 points. Question number three is worth 5 points. Did Jeffrey Epstein kill himself, and why not? Team swings.
Yeah, he definitely didn't, because I think that this is like probably going to be the plot of a James Bond movie in the future. Like, definitely the British aristocracy took him out.
Okay, 5 points, two team swings. I'll take it. British, I don't know if I... Okay, yeah, we'll
if
take
what,
it.
If you're a royal and you have the, like, all of... What is it? M16?
MI6.
M6, yeah. You've got
M16. You have that assault rifle. You could totally do it.
Maybe that was what it was. I don't know.
Maybe. All right. Question number four for 25 points. Who died? Just name someone who died.
Literally anyone?
Anyone who died this week.
Oh, Carl Reiner, but I don't think that was this week.
Yeah, well, I'll take it. 25 points.
Oh, come on. You're going to take that, but you're... Oh, okay, all right. Adolf Hitler, then. He died close enough to this week. Right.
This really does feel like somebody just threw a ball and said, 40!
That's the point.
These rules are arbitrary.
Number five for 50 Great. Points, and the final question of the very recent history round. For 50 points, Donald Trump Jr. famously called SNL S and L. What would the letters S and L stand for if that were the title of SNL? Team swings.
Saturday and Live.
Sure. I was hoping for a more creative answer, but...
I thought that was funny.
Okay, Team Krakoja, no. Would you like to input your thoughts here?
How about Snickers and Laughs?
Okay, I'm sorry. Good. Saturday and Live.
I'm giving you both 50 points.
Hey.
That was strong. So that's the end of round number one. How do you guys feel like you did?
I feel like I could taste greatness, and yet it was not in my mouth.
Okay. So you could smell it, perhaps?
Yeah.
It was just a strong whiff. Exactly, felt like you could taste it?
Yeah.
Great.
I really feel like I got an absurd dose of confidence with the 75 answer.
Right.
And I think that's probably going to be my downfall later.
Okay. Well, just some quick math here. Team Krakoja with a 25 and a 50 at 75 points. Team Swings with a 40 point, a 5 point, a 25 point, and a 50 point, meaning they're at 40 plus 5 is 45, plus 25 is 70, plus 50 is 120 points.
Wow.
So 75 to 25, Team Swings after round one really running away with it. But as she said, that could be her own downfall.
Yeah.
Let's move over to round number two, the theme round. So for you listeners at home, each round two is going to have a different theme. This week's theme is Scooby-Doo. So each answer will have something to do with Scooby-Doo. Question number one for 50 points. Who played the CEO of By and Large in a Disney film that won an Academy Award?
This won him an Academy Award?
This person did not win an Academy Award. The Disney film won an Academy Award.
Oh, wow.
I know the film. I don't know if I know.
Again, think about the round that we're in, the Scooby-Doo round. So each answer will have something to do with Scooby-Doo.
Nothing.
Okay.
I got nothing either.
The answer.
Give us a hint.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Another movie this person was in or something.
Okay. This person also starred in the film. A Mighty Wind.
Ooh.
This person also would have been a correct answer to question number 4 of the first round, who died?
Oh. I'm brain farting on his name.
I'm in a new sound effect. Ready?
Team Krakosha?
That was not me buzzing in. That was not me buzzing in. That was me saying, this is getting crickets. Oh.
God loves a terrier. Will you take that as an answer?
Team Krakosha.
Fred Willard.
Fred Willard is correct for 50 points. We got there. We did get there.
I love him in A Mighty Wind. He's so good.
He's wonderful. Was wonderful across the board.
Yeah. I watched Waiting for Guffman last night.
Oh, gosh. Oh. And you didn't get that answer right away. That's really shocking.
Terrible.
Question number
two.
For
Jeff Garland played the fat captain in WALL-E, okay? But that's not the right answer.
No. I could have said the only live-action character in WALL-E, and that probably would have given it to you faster, but that's not the point of this game.
Still
question number two for 10 points. This is the Scooby-Doo round. How might you label Tyler Durden using an adjective? Team Swings.
Scrappy.
Correct.
Wow. That is good.
Question number 3 for 5 points. What does the acronym MST3K stand for? It's really only 5 points, so if you guys don't know it, then we can just, you know, just gloss right over this question. Yes, Team Swings. Was that your sound?
Sorry, that was...
Team Krakosha's sound.
Yeah.
Oh, Team Krakosha? Was that you buzzing in?
Yes.
Answer?
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
That is correct for 5 points.
Ooh, I get all the 5 ones.
For 100 points.
Ooh!
Which character am I thinking of right now? Team Krakosha, I believe you were first.
Velma.
That's correct!
I was going to say Velma, too!
Yes. That is a riddle or a question in the same way that Bilbo, when he first encounters Smeagol, he's like, tell me a riddle, and he goes, what's in my pocket?
Yes. Correct. Well done for 100 points. Question number 5 and the final question of the Scooby-Doo round. For 40 points, who is Mr. Lover Lover? Guys, really? You are doing a very big disservice. You're just doing sound effect bits.
I'm just doing crickets now.
Oh, great.
Crickets is when we're embarrassed.
I have not seen any of the cartoon show Scooby-Doo, nor the
this
gritty reboot.
This question is, you guys are really, for 40 points, who is Mr. Lover Lover?
I'll take a guess.
You said...
Oh, I got an ad on my app. Hold on. I'm ringing in.
Team Krakosha.
I'm going to guess the rapper Shaggy.
That is correct.
Woohoo!
You guys don't know the song Mr. Lover Lover?
No.
Mr. Lover Lover. Da, 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 da. This is problematic. Okay. That's the end of round 2. We have Team Krakosha with a 50 point, a 5 point, a 100 point, and a 40 point, and Team Swings with a 10 point.
Wow.
So,
yep.
Doing math with stuff, that's 195 points for Team Krakosha and 10 points for Team Swings, meaning that it is now 130 for Team Swings and 270 points for Team Krakosha.
All right.
This game can really swing.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
It sure can. We will have one more round and then we'll take the mid-game water break. But first, round number 3, the connection round. So, I will ask you 6 questions in this round. The answer to question number 6 is what the first 5 questions have in common.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Round number 3, question number 1. For 15 points, what type of tea is made from a root and settles your stomach? Team Swings.
Peppermint?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Team Krakoja.
Oolong?
Incorrect. Team Swings, would you like to steal it back from Team Krakoja?
Yeah. Chamomile?
Incorrect.
Are you a tea drinker?
Team Krakoja, would you like to steal it back from the steal?
Green.
Incorrect. None of you got it, and I'm not going to give you the answer. Question number two for 30 points. Which rapper is famous for the lyric, wah, 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 bitch, I'm blank? Team Krakoja.
DaBaby?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know either. Wow, we're never going to get the connection because we're never going to get any of the answers.
I think I know the connection.
Question number three for 40 points. Complete this lyric. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky blank. Team Swings.
Scary.
That is correct.
Damn it.
Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky,
spooky
scary.
I would have
preferred scary, comma, boys becoming men, men becoming wolves, but we'll take scary.
Oh, okay.
Question number
Can
four.
Can I guess the connection?
No. Question number four for 40 points. This website is for buying used clothes from influencers and bills itself as, quote, the number one social marketplace for fashion. Team Swings.
Poshmark.
That is correct.
Yeah. I can't guess the connection right now. I mean, come on.
Question number five for 20 points. What is the name of Katie Nolan's podcast that I used to be on? Team Swings.
Sports with a question mark.
And question number six for 50 points available to both of you. What do all of these have in common? Okay. Say it at the same time. Ready? Three, two, one.
Spice Girls!
That is correct.
So wait, I was wrong when I said DaBaby?
It's Lil Baby. Not to be confused with DaBaby.
Oh my god.
Wow.
And it
very
was ginger.
Commanding. It was ginger tea. Yes, it was ginger tea. A very commanding round three from Team Swings. 40 points, 40 points, 20 points, and 50 points for a total of 150 points.
Oh!
Bringing them to 280.
Wow.
This is dramatic.
Team Krakoja, 270 points to come into the round. Got the 50-point question number six. They're at 320, still in the lead, but really, truly, it's anybody's game.
Yeah.
Neck and neck here.
All right. We're at the mid-game water break, so we know the scores. Let's take a glass. Let's take a sip. Let's just take a little break here. And I just want to ask you guys, what is the name of your first childhood pet?
Oh, yeah. I had some birds.
Okay.
They were tiger finches called Tom and Martha. Tom and Ruth. And they were named after a friend of mine, his parents. And they were prodigious birds. They had a lot of children. A lot.
Wow.
And we sold them back to Petco, I believe.
You sold birds to Petco? That seems like a good little income stream.
Oh, it was a scheme, to be sure. Yeah. It sort of set me up for life.
Wow. That is tremendous.
Have you been selling birds back to Petco your entire life?
Yeah. Because two birds, my God, the amount of birds they can make. And that's just a replenishing cash stream. I'll tell you that.
Wow. That is exciting. Ellen?
I had a cat named Fleance, which is a minor character from Macbeth.
Okay.
My mom named him Fleance.
I asked this question like thinking that you were going to say, like, I had a dog named Max. I had a cat named Sparky. You had birds named Tom and Ruth that you sold to their children to Petco. And you had a cat named Fleance? What is going on?
We're your friends, man. You picked us.
I had a dog named Penny like a fucking normal person. Okay.
I mean, I did have a dog named Buddy eventually.
All right.
That's
Thank
pretty
you.
Normal.
Thank yeah. you. I appreciate
but
that.
But we did have lizards at one point. I don't remember their names, but we had three lizards. And I remember I picked one up by the tail. And his tail didn't fall off, but the skin came off. And it was very scary for me as a child.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he fall? Back.
Yeah, he. I grabbed him, and he was like a foot high, basically above the tank, and he went, and he fell into the tank, and he was fine, but it was very scary for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that lizard's name?
I don't remember. I don't remember the lizard's name. I remember when they died, we buried them in the backyard, and it was a big. It was a whole to do.
Oh,
my dad was a biologist, so he we had a lot of weird.
He wanted
animals.
To teach you about the cycle of life.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, you had also had a lot to learn about that from all of the fucking bird sex that you had to watch as a child, I imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. That probably informed a lot of things for you.
Oh, yeah. I didn't lose my virginity for a while based on that because it scared me so much.
I understand.
I was
I
like,
do.
I'm going to have a million children and all my children are going to go to Petco.
All right. Well, that was a nice water break. I think that with that, we should get into round four.
Great.
Which is the guess who round. Mm. In this round, I will be reading clues in order. It will the points will decrease as the clues increase. So you are allowed to answer only once. If you miss the question, you will lose 50 points.
Whew.
So
ooh, okay.
It will start with a 100-point clue, then an 80-point clue, then a 60-point clue, then a 40-point clue, and finally the 20-point clue. Remember, it's better to have 20 points than negative 50
minus
points.
50.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing about this round, because we are all connected to each other via internet services and we can hear each other speak, is if you guys know the answer, I need you to send it to me in the chat, not say it out loud, because
so we're not,
the other
we're not
person,
buzzing in.
And there's no more buzzing for the rest of the game. Buzzing is first half, second half is other stuff. So.
Okay.
We're done with the buzzers, but for this one, you will chat me your answers if you have the answer to the clue. Are you ready?
Ready.
Great. For 100 points. He was born in Italy, but died in Spain. He is known for something that he didn't really do. He is a little bitch. For 100 points. Anyone? Anyone want to answer the 100-point clue?
No.
Okay. Moving on to the 80-point clue. He is most famous for thinking of one place as an entirely different place, even after he was proven wrong. 80 points. Okay, I have an answer from Team Swings. And it looks like I'm going to have an answer from Team Krakoja, both of whom correctly answered it at the 80-point clue, meaning I need to get better at how I do these. But I will continue to read the clues for the sake of the audience and also because they're funny. For the 60-point clue, the name everyone knows him by is not his real name and was changed to sound better to English speakers.
Mm-hmm.
For the 40-point clue, he tried to steal a bunch of gold from the Lucayan, Taino, and Arawak people even after they were friendly. He enslaved and murdered many in the name of the Spanish crown. I should have made that the 80-point clue. Just realizing that. You see, this is what's called editing, and we do it live on the podcast.
Did you describe these clues as fun?
finally, for the 20-point clue, they named the United States of America after Amerigo Vespucci, not him, because, again, he is a little bitch. The answer is, of course, Christopher Columbus. Well done to both of you. Both getting 80 points, bringing our scores to 400 and 360, 40 points difference. And that brings us to round number five, which is the joke round. Both of you will tell me a joke. Whichever joke I like better gets 100 points.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I used my best material earlier today on Saturday and live, which I stand by.
Would either team like to go first?
All right, I have a couple. I'll do this one. So this guy goes to the doctor. He's having a problem. He goes into the doctor. He waits in the doctor's office. The doctor comes in, and he goes, "Doctor, you gotta help me. I've been having like all these problems." And the doctor goes, "Well, you need to stop masturbating." And he's like, "Really? That's gonna solve all my problems?" And he goes, "No, stop masturbating right now."
Okay, good. That's a good joke. Solid joke. Team swings.
Yeah.
For 100 points.
Well, this just happened to, this isn't really a joke, but it happened to a friend of mine. We were meeting in a bar, and he like walks up to a bar and he's like, "Can I have, I don't know, whatever IPA or whatever was on tap?" And the bartender was like, "Nope, we don't serve your kind here." And he was like, "Why not? I'm a fun guy."
Because he was...
he was a mushroom. He wasn't a guy. He wasn't one of my friends. That was part of the joke. It's like a meta layer to it. There's like a context.
Got it.
I set it up to be one thing, and then it was the only joke
so
I could
it was
think
like
of.
It was the old twisteroo is what they call that. Yeah, just, they get
like, and that's a kind of mushroom. It's a twisty mushroom.
All right. I'm going to change up the joke round here because I didn't really think that either of those jokes were that good. And I'm going to
tell
you
one?
Guys a joke. And then whichever of you laughs at it in a way that I prefer.
No, absolutely not. I'm not participating in this round.
I'm just going to tell you a joke for no points. A string walks into a bar. He says to the bartender, "Can I have some beer?" Bartender says, "No, I can't serve you. You're a string." So he leaves the bar. He sees a hat shop across the street. So he goes and he buys a hat. He puts the hat on. The guy's also selling like some fake mustaches. So he puts the fake mustache on. He puts on the hat, the fake mustache. He walks back into the bar. He says, "Bartender, I'd like a beer, please." Bartender says, "No, I can't give you a beer. You're a string." So then he walks outside. He's real pissed because he really wants this beer. So he has an idea. He ties himself in a bow and he ruffles his hair up a little bit. And he goes back in. He goes, "Bartender, I'd like that beer, please." The bartender goes, "Aren't you that same string?" And he goes, "Nope, I'm afraid not."
That's just like the fungi joke, but longer.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
All right. Well, in that case, 100 points to the fungi joke.
No!
Wait.
Wait, let me tell my other one, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right. It's also a bar joke. So a guy walks into a bar, and he sees the table where he usually sits with his buddies. There's somebody sitting at it. He walks over, and as he gets closer, he sees that the guy who's sitting at the table has a stop sign for a face. And he's like, "What the fuck is going on with this guy?" He walks up, and the dude, like, acknowledges him. And he's like, "Hey, do I know you?" And he goes, "Dude, it's me. It's John." And he's like, "John, what happened to you? You got a stop sign for a face." And he goes, "Yeah, it was the most amazing day I had yesterday. I found a genie in a bottle. I rubbed the bottle, and he said 3 wishes, blah, blah, blah." I was like, "Oh, amazing. For the first wish, I wish for infinite riches. Every time I pay for something, my bank account money goes back in tenfold. I'm so rich. Second wish, I wish for a partner, someone who I could be happy with, who would love me for me, and I would love them for them. Poof, I've been with Jasmine ever since. For the third wish, and here's where I think I went wrong, I wish for a stop sign for a face."
That's good. All right, here's what I'm going to do.
100 points?
I'm going to give each of you 50 points. So Team Kokoja gets 450. Team Swings at 410. Still
wow.
Anybody's game.
Wow.
And we are on to the final round.
This
the
is closing tense.
Buzzing, this
right?
is called the closing arguments round. Each question is worth a bunch of points. You will lose the points if you lose the argument. And you will each present an argument that I will judge for the winner. So,
okay.
Question
okay.
number one, for 50 or negative 50 points, who is the best Ninja Turtle?
My knowledge of Ninja Turtles is low.
Well, that's tough for Team Kokoja.
Great. Who goes?
You go.
Okay, great. I'm going to say that the best Ninja Turtle is Raphael. Because Raphael, he is the only one whose name is not shortened to something that sounds really, really dumb.
Okay.
That's my whole argument.
Great. Team Swings, your rebuttal?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Donatello. Because just, like, time period-wise, he really predated all of these other painters. So, like, why is he even there?
So, your argument is that he's the best because he shouldn't be there? I'm just trying to track.
Yeah. Yeah, he shouldn't be there. And he's like, I'm going to hang out with these losers anyway.
Got it. Wow, I was really ready to give it to you, and then you made the final statement, which reversed all the progress that you had created.
It had all the semblance. It sounded like the perfect answer.
It was there, and then I thought about it, and I was like, wow, it's not. It's really not there. So I got to give 50 points to Team Krakosha here, taking them up to 500.
No!
And reducing Team Swings to 360. There are still four questions remaining in the closing arguments round. So, Team...
Oh, you lose points.
Correct.
I think got it. Oh. Okay, so if one person gets points, the other person has to lose points, because that's how an argument works.
That's how it works.
So yeah, you can still win here.
Question number two in the closing arguments round. For 75 points, describe the color red. Team Swings, you begin.
Blood. Blood. But it's the color of blood only when there's oxygen, which is, like, very cool. Like, good job, science, and good job, bodies, that we have a thing in our body that gets oxygen, and then, wow, boom, it's red. Your blood, it was a color in your body, and then on your outside of your body, it's red. And we all know what that color is.
Great. Team Krakosha, your rebuttal?
Well, the best colors that we have are also associated with phrases, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. Some might say, I'm seeing red, which of course we know to mean like I'm pissed off, I'm angry, I can't see past this emotion. There's also such things as like, I'm feeling blue. There's the Coldplay song, and they were all yellow. So the best colors are associated with feelings, but red is the most powerful of those, I think. You see red, and it's only associated with sort of the same things. It's anger, it's menace, it's power in terms of the Chinese culture. And I think it's a very dominant color in that way. It's like, it's super in your face.
Wow, that's really great. I'm gonna give it to Team Swings because it is indeed the color of blood only when it hits the oxygen. So that is 75 plus 360. 5 points to whoever can do 75 plus 360 faster.
That's 435.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. 435 to Team Swings, and 500 minus 75 plus 5 to Team Krakosha.
So minus 70.
430. 430 to 435. Whoa. Question Whoa. Number 3 in the closing arguments round for 90 points. How fast is too fast? Team Krakosha, please begin.
My answer to this begins in the 11th grade. Now, in the 11th grade, I had a crush on a number of people, as I'm wont to do. One of those people that I had a crush on was Brianna Anthony, who was just so beautiful, so lovely, so friendly, so wonderful. And I asked her out. She said yes. Now, rewind to ninth grade, where I dated a couple other people. Now, I'd received mixed messages in my dating life of, you move too fast, you move too slow. I just didn't know what the speed was. I was very nervous. I didn't know, like, what we were supposed to do. Fast forward to Brianna Anthony, I think, I've got this. I've got it perfect. She had just broken up with someone. She was like, I want to take it slow. I was like, I know how to take it slow. Most people that I've ever dated have told me that I go too slow. So this ought to be fine. 2 weeks later, nothing had happened in our relationship. Hadn't progressed beyond kissing. We see each other like every other day or whatever. She invites me to her house. I brought over dinosaur gummies. I gave them to her. She broke up with me. We're moving too slow. So how fast is too fast? Seems like any speed.
Okay, thank you for that. And apologies to what sounds like Brianna on this one. Team Swings, yeah. A rebuttal?
Wow, okay. So that was incredible. I also just really loved the storytelling of what was happening there, because I was like, okay, no way does this argument make sense. I mean, the actual delivery of this story is way too slow. And then it was the perfect speed. I mean, oh my gosh. Yeah, really, really incredible. Hats off to you. Okay, so when I think what's too fast, I think about like driving, which is honestly very scary. Why is driving a thing that we do? Why do we put our bodies in like tanks of metal and then go really, really fast in them? I think driving is all of it's too fast. Like, we're humans. We should be on a bike or walking. Mm. Also, planes, very scary, very fast. Also, what are the things that go in the atmosphere? Spaceships? That's way too fast.
Great.
That's way too fast. Okay. Spaceships are too fast. And my whole, the way that I was going to answer this question was just like go really fast in my brain also. And that's how we got to where we are right now. Sure. So all of the above are too fast, except for Joel's answer, which was perfect.
Wow. So on just to recap, Team Krakoja argued that any speed is too fast because correct. Ultimately it's too slow.
Correct.
And Team Swings argued that modern transportation is too fast because it's really fast. And that's not good. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm going to give 0 points to both of you. Question number 4 of the closing arguments round for 110 points. Why should I dock your opponent 50 points? Team Swings.
Okay, here's the deal, Jay. I'm not going to ask you to dock my... I'm not going to tell you why you should dock points away from Joel, because I think he's a very nice person, and competition is what has gotten us into this mess in the first place. I'm going to dock you, and I'm going to dock the fact that this is the last round, because, yes, you, Jay, the host of this game, that created this game.
Okay, just
because
checking.
This is not trivia. This is a hot take express. This is just me coming up with an opinion, and I'm not very good at that on the spot, and
so
it makes me anxious.
Okay,
I want you to lose 110 points, or however many points this is.
To add to that, I would like to put forward a motion to divest the point giving abilities from the host of the show. And give it back to the people. And so now there is no one centralized person who's doling out points, this sort of god figure who thinks himself some deity, doling out points to the masses, and now it belongs to the people.
Okay. Thank you both for those arguments. Your motion is denied. And Ellen, your argument is also rejected. So none of you get any points for that. We are at 430 points to 435 points. Yeah. So what makes sense here is that for 75 points, which will secure the victory, we will ask our final question of the game. For 75 points, what's better, Remember the Titans or Clueless?
Ooh, two unrelated movies.
Team Krakoja, please begin.
I fall in the camp of Clueless. I prefer a sort of satire comedy to a sports movie. That's just me.
Okay. Is that your entire answer?
And furthermore, I would like to say that we should be not rewarding toxic masculinity, and Christopher Columbus was a bad, bad little bitch, man.
So you're just repeating things that I've earlier said on this podcast to try to get points.
And baby spice. spicy spice.
Okay,
and
that's enough. Team Krakoja. Team Swings. Your answer to what's better, remember the Titans or Clueless.
Yeah, I'm also in the Clueless camp here. And not, I don't dislike Remember the Titans. I honestly think I've only maybe seen it once or twice. I do very vividly remember watching that movie in choir in high school because it was supposed to teach us about, like, competing in choir. We had a very strange choir teacher who was very aggressive. And so here's the thing about Clueless. I mean, that movie is iconic. It's just an all-time classic. Like, oh, this isn't a lie. Like, when she's getting robbed. One of the first places I ever drove past in L.A. was the parking lot where she gets robbed, like, all of a sudden. Great. And that was like, I was like, oh, wow, this, I've made it. It's like a parking lot in the valley, but it was very special to me. Also, I just love the idea of taking a classic text and updating it. I mean, Jane Austen is timeless. She can be in her Jane Austen era, or she can be in high school in Beverly Hills in the 90s.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. And Sharon Dion, great character names. Also, great. It gave us Paul Rudd.
Yeah, absolutely. And he looks the same as he did back then.
All right. Well, the correct answer was Remember the Titans. So. I'm kidding. The answer is, of course, Clueless. And I think, you know, Team Krakoja, you really put in a solid effort there. I really appreciated your appeal to my ego when you were repeating things that we had earlier said on this podcast.
Absolutely,
which,
yeah,
as you know, people love just to hear the same thing repeated again in a different way.
Absolutely. It's like, you know, it's just like it's a sort of a runner,
right?
If you will.
Right. It also is sort of like when you take a classic text and you remake it into a modern movie, which was in fact the argument from Team Swings and the winning argument for 75 points, bringing Team Swings to a total of 435 plus 75, which is 510 points. And taking Team Krakoja down to 365 points.
No!
And thereby ending the game. The winner of the first game of 500 is Team Swings. Ellen Hahn,
wow.
Congratulations.
Yay! You know, okay.
Go ahead.
I take back my aggressive takedown of your game earlier. I like it now.
Now you love it. And my point is that if you really want to run this like the game 500, now Ellen would become the host of the game.
Yeah!
Please don't. Please don't mention that to anyone else that you just happened to come across, because that will completely defeat the purpose of the podcast.
That is
it for this week's episode of 500. Shout out to our sponsors, of which there are none, but maybe we'll get at some point. And thank you guys for listening. Please make sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd like to give each of one of you the floor to say one more sentence. It can be whatever kind of sentence you want it to be, you know, whether that's a plug, like, hey, I'm Joel Marsh. I own this company called BaldmanHats.com.
That's true.
And you can buy hats there, or like, hey, I'm Ellen Hahn. I also have a website that doesn't sell stuff, but, you know, you can watch me on How to Get Away with Murder in a binge. Like, if something like that, just along those lines, please go ahead.
And you said we get one sentence. So if we just keep talking in one run-on, it can be as long as we want, correct?
That was my plan.
That was your sentence. So.
Oh, no!
Ellen?
Okay, well, check out Joel's hats and all of his work. Just Google him. You'll be able to find him. Semicolon. My name is Ellen Hahn. You can find comma. You can find me on the internet under my name, Ellen Hahn. And one thing that I do want to plug is that my friend Andrina is raising money for the graduates of, she's a member of the Shinnecock Nation on Long Island. And she's raising money for the graduates. And that link is in my Instagram bio. Of the high school and college graduates.
Yeah, what is your Instagrams? Just for, you know, people to look you up.
I'm
Joel,
at Ellen
talk
Hahn.
Again. Sorry, go ahead one more time.
I
had
my sentence.
I'm at Ellen Hahn.
And Joel?
I'm at I am Joel Marsh.
All right, so go find them on Instagram and follow them. And we'll be back with you next time with some other people to play 500. All right, have a kick-ass summer. Bye, guys.
This is where we do the theme music, right? Where it goes like 500.
Yes, thank you. That was great.
I think we just
that.
I think we just wrote a song for you.